Hey, howdy there.
Howdy do.
welcome back to the Beanie Boys podcast.
Episode 4, I believe. Second season, episode 4.
Episode 4, second season. We're going to do a quick little research. I'm Jake.
I'm Brian.
And you're listening to the Beanie Boys podcast with Brian and Jake. It doesn't say on here.
I think it's episode 4. Anyways.
Yeah, it's episode 4. Congratulations. We made 4 episodes. Yeah,
episode 4, A New Hope, New Beanie Boy.
We are glad to be back. I just got to tell you one thing, Ryan. I was just in your restroom.
He died in there.
I was in there for a while.
I forgot we were recording.
But I noticed that you have flushable wipes in there.
What about them?
I have never actually used flushable wipes. Like in a home bathroom. It's usually like a porta potty or somewhere not at home.
What porta potty are you going where they have butt wipes?
No, like I'll bring my own.
Oh, okay, like camping.
Yeah, sure, camping.
So you have used butt wipes before?
I've used them, but not in like at home. So, my question to you is: are they like a finishing move? Like, it's like the last, like, you know, you do your business, you tidy it up, and then it's like a one-time whoop, and you're done?
Oh, no. Depends on what kind of night I'm having.
Okay.
It might be a multiple fold and fold again.
Oh, you're a folder. Okay, I'm a folder as well.
You have to fold. You can't just do one swipe, one clean swipe.
And then, like, a crumble.
That's the whole point, of having butt wipes. If you don't have a bidet... Mm-hmm. Have some butt wipes, because that's the fatality move in Mortal Kombat. That's like finish him.
Right.
You know, when he's all dizzy. Yeah.
So it's a one and done with the flushable wipes.
It depends on what kind of night.
The end of, you know.
End of time.
End of time.
I mean, you have to wipe front to back, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Back to front, where you spread it.
Yeah, I never knew. I just go side to side.
Yeah, I actually just I keep it in there.
Yeah.
And I refresh it every day.
Yeah. But it was nice. I got to commend you on that, for having that.
Every adult should have that.
I might have to. Well, I think I might go the bidet route, just because at your last house, you had that, and so I did have the pleasure of using that before.
Wet and wild.
Which has been, it's nice as well.
Yeah, the bidet is actually where it is, because then you don't have to get the butt wipes. Because that, if you just have a bad day, you just straight up turn all the way up. And then heat, I did like the very low settings,
mm-hmm.
but if you go all the way up, that's like a fire hose. You'll get anything. It'll be squeaky clean.
Oh, squeaky. I think I might go that route, because I don't think, even though it says it on the packaging, I can't believe that those are flushable. Like, I mean, you can flush them, but I feel like that's just going to go straight up, be stuck in your pipes.
That's going to clog something. But also, if you think about it, if you use a lot of toilet paper... That's gonna be wet.
Well, but it comes apart. I don't think these flushable wipes come apart.
I'm not questioning them because I love them. So don't
You don't want to find out.
Don't hate on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. That's fair enough. I think that so today is 2 days before Christmas, which is Christmas Eve Eve. No, that's tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's wow. Christmas Eve.
This week has been going by so slow.
It's been the slowest week of my life.
Yeah, because Christmas is on Saturday, and yeah, I'm ready for it to be here now, so I can like finish the last week of 2021.
I think I'm just over it. I think I just want it to be, this whole month I've been like on my days off, I've been literally Christmas shopping, thinking about Christmas, and it still doesn't feel like Christmas to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
We've been shopping. We've been listening to music.
I didn't bake any cookies yet. Have you?
No. We're probably gonna end up doing that.
Okay.
That's the one thing that we're like missing. Yeah. I've already watched, like, I didn't watch Polar Express yet. That's on my to-do list. I still gotta do it. There's still like one or two movies, but it's still. I think the thing is though, with Christmas coming up, with COVID minds, I think all of us are just over it. That like even Christmas is like, I don't care.
Right, well, because like, we've got the new surge of the Omarion variant, and you know, so we just want to get done with.
Well, that, and also it's supposed to snow here.
It is supposed to snow.
And
it so already did snow.
It snowed last Saturday? Last Friday?
Sunday.
No, Saturday.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Saturday night. Oh, it's right. We watched Spider-Man, and then we went to buy and buy.
Spider-Man, which
and
I liked.
And then on the drive home, after I dropped you off, it was like big clumps.
Yeah. And it so stuck. I didn't think it was a stick, but it stuck till the morning.
It was on some cars. I feel like here, the weather, when snow happens here in Portland, the city shuts down for, like, I want to say weeks. Yeah. Like, it feels like weeks.
They don't know how to get rid of it.
Yeah, we're not prepared.
It's like a freak out.
We have, like, some major roads that are, like, swept and everything. Like, they're cleaned and, like, salted or whatever. Like, the main roads. But yeah. Side roads, no. Last year, we watched someone try to get out of their parking spot in their car, and it was like not even like really thick snow. Like we probably got like what, like 6 inches of snow or something. Yeah, last year
it wasn't crazy.
This guy was spending like 4 hours, because I was just working from home and I was watching him, and I was like, what's going on?
Oh, no.
He had a shovel and he was stuck, and I was like, yep, that would be me, because like they didn't like prepare like the night before, and they're like trying to get out, and then there was so much dirt from his tires of like him trying to peel out. Mm-hmm. It was all over my yard, and we're like, dude,
oh sweet,
what the heck. Yeah, so that was pretty fun. It's supposed to snow possibly the day after Christmas,
yeah,
on the 26th, but
so no white Christmas.
We don't know, because the weather here is so unpredictable that we can have a snow apocalypse of 2021.
Right. They'll say it's gonna snow, and then it'll melt before it even touches the ground, or it'll be like on the tops of the trees.
Yeah, or it will be like we literally have thick snow for like a week. And I'm like, dude, meteorologists, they have one job.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to do it. They just stare at a green screen the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how do you even get that job? Do you go to school?
To be a meteorology?
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe. There was one side note, tangent, a request from Allie. She likes more Brian's side notes. I knew when I was growing up. Wow, Jake, that's messed up. When I was growing up, I knew the weatherman was like, he lived down the street.
You and
I
knew thought the weatherman?
I thought he was a celebrity, and I wanted to go to his house and like get his autograph. Like, what is he going to sign a picture of the sun? Like,
hell,
it wouldn't make
yeah,
any
dude,
sense.
That
would
have been sick, actually.
But Channel 4 weather news, I got his autograph. Like, he's going to be a celebrity. Like, no weathermen. Maybe if you watch the news a lot, you might get recognized like in a small town.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be like, oh my God, that's John Smith from Channel 4. He's the weatherman. I got to get his autograph.
I feel like that would be a cool job. Like, I mean, the whole city is, or the region is like dependent on you to be at least like somewhat right.
Well, that's what's scary about that job is yeah. that you don't know if you're going to be right. So I feel like people would hate you.
I like the graphics though. Like, the graphics are pretty sweet.
I mean, there are pretty cool bloopers of that going on.
You gotta have like your own personality, you know.
You gotta be like, because you're like the class clown of the news group,
right?
Like, there's always a cool guy with sports, and then you get like the head up, like, you know, anchor people, mm-hmm. and then you got the weatherman, the goofy, silly weatherman.
Yeah, he's got like rubber boots on and like a yellow raincoat.
He's the personality of the news group.
He is. Yeah, he truly is. That's where you gotta get the fun in.
I guess so. Yeah. So. This is our New Year's episode, so we have a few quick little questions.
Well, I have a question that it is kind of pertaining to Christmas, but also the New Year. What song are you excited to not hear for another year? Because okay, there's a bunch of bad ones that they play on the radio.
I mean, I don't want to say, but Mariah Carey, I mean,
yeah.
But I haven't even really listened to that. Like, I feel like all the stores I've been to, because like everything's online, mm-hmm. but like all the stores that we have been to, I haven't heard any Christmas music in stores. We don't work in a retail environment
right,
anymore.
Right, no more. Oh my gosh. So, in Starbucks, it would start so early.
Like November.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I honestly don't really have a song that I can't wait. Because usually like everyone always busts on Mariah, but Mariah's dope.
Yeah.
What song for you?
Honestly, it's pretty hard. Everyone hates on Michael Bublé, which I do enjoy his music, and his Christmas stuff is okay. Allie hates it's the Paul McCartney one, A Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply having a wonderful
yeah.
Christmas time.
Which, I love Paul McCartney, but I do not love that song.
Why? That song's banger, dude.
It's I like the sound of it, but I get where she's coming from, where it's so repetitive. But I do like the beginning of the.
It's a good song.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, I don't like hate many Christmas songs.
But it's, you get your fair share of them.
Yeah.
And then like it only works in end of November and then December. Because you're not going to listen to that in February.
No, you're not.
Like, no one's going to be like, hey, let's bust out. It's Valentine's Day. Let's bust out the Christmas.
Maybe for April Fool's.
Bing Crosby?
Yeah, I mean, Bing has a classic voice. But, like, does he do other music? Or is it just Christmas music?
He might be just, like, Christmas music.
Christmas boy?
He might be a Christmas boy.
Oh, okay. Well, then he can just be a Christmas boy. That's fine.
So, my question will be, how is 2021 better than 2020?
Ooh. Many reasons. Obvious reasons.
Give me your top two.
Well, I think one of my top reasons is definitely being able to go travel a bit more. Because 2020, I didn't travel at all. But this year, I got to go to Montana, which was a lot of fun. Montana Jake drove there, experienced some new culture, and then me and Allie went to San Francisco, which was great to get back to the home turf and see some old friends. So I think that would definitely be number one reason, but also too, I definitely feel healthier mentally than I was in 2020.
I mean, we all still have that COVID mindset.
Yeah, there is a little bit of, still of it, because it's there's nothing normal yet, I guess. But I definitely feel like, okay, I got this now. Like, for a while, you were like, I don't know. Like, you can plan out 2 weeks ahead. Now I feel like I have a little more grasp on, like, planning things out.
I don't even know what 2 weeks ahead is, to be honest. Like, I'm just, like, super confused by it.
Yeah. Well, I can plan it like 3 weeks ahead now, maybe a month. So it's progress, steady progress. What about you? What would you say is something that is better 2021 than it was in 2020?
I would say going back to shows, because going back to shows was one thing where Portland has a pretty good music scene. I feel like it's pretty up there with, like, every time they have a West Coast, it's always like LA area, San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and then they go up north, where there's nothing for 12 hours, and then it's like, yeah, Portland, and then Seattle, and then like Canada. So I feel like definitely shows coming back has definitely been one of those things where I'm like, wow, I totally missed shows. So having that just made 2021 better.
It's kind of a savior, yeah. Yeah, well, I definitely missed them.
Because it's definitely like an escape of like, oh, cool, like, you know, six nights out of the week, I know exactly what I'm going to be doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, cool. Like, I'm just going to be sitting in a room staring at a wall, because that's what you can do now.
Yeah.
But like going to a show was just like, oh, this is something different. Like, yes.
Right.
Even if it's a bad show, I've had so many bad experiences at shows, but I'm like, yeah, that was memorable. Like, yeah, you know, like even the shitty ones, even the bad times, the bad shows, bad performers. And then it kind of like remembers that, like, oh yeah, I forgot what drunk people are like.
Yeah.
Like seeing people that are like literally this like wasted again, mm-hmm, that are not your specific friend group. We went to go see Tennis.
Yeah, we did.
And we went to the Wonder Ballroom here,
which
in
is a fantastic venue. It's like a nice medium sized, but can hold like some good, you know, bands that have like a pretty big following.
Well, it's definitely an old church. We discovered that, yeah, last time. Actually, every time that I go there, I discover that, and I always point it out to someone, and I'm pretty sure I told Gabe like 8 times.
What's the note? Like, how'd you tell it was an old church?
Well, I mean, first of all, they have the stage, and then they, right, have the classic like Catholic Christian church like lights that are still up. Mm. And then it's either a gym or that's a church. And they have the pews like upstairs, which I never sat at because we're not that old yet.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
You can go upstairs, and that's where like all like the, yo, Jake needs it. He wore earplugs last time. that's where like you would go up, like the pregnant people or like the people who had like babies or something.
You don't take
would go up there
show
and be quiet. No, never, we're talking about church.
Oh, church. All right.
Yeah.
Never take a baby
to
a concert.
We don't take babies to shows. if you do, I'd be like, excuse me?
It better
me?
Be like the Goo Goo Dolls on like a lawn, and it better not be like a Gwar at the Roseland.
No, I mean, definitely Gwar, front row center, put that baby, hold him high like Simba so you can get blood squirted on him.
Oh my gosh.
But so yeah, just having shows, back to that that story, there was a guy that was at tennis and he was wasted.
Oh my gosh.
And you couldn't even see him. And so
I saw him. I saw his hair. He had a super long hair.
Yo, yeah, he looked like a Muppet.
Yeah, you did look like a Muppet.
He kind of looked like Animal, like the drummer from the Muppets.
Yeah.
But so he was like screaming the whole time. And I was like, yeah, I get it. Like everyone's stoked and everything. But he was like, wow, like going crazy. And I remember he said something to like the lead singer of the band. And she was just like, what? Like he was like, you're sexy. Or like he said something.
You go, girl.
Yeah, he said something way too loud and was like inappropriate. And we're like, we get it.
And,
there,
and like, it wasn't like, there was like a good amount of people there, but it was not like packed. In the 21 plus section it was, but not in the all ages. There was like not that many people.
So one of the stories for that one was, so Jake is, for those who don't know him, he's 6'7".
Six seven.
Super tall. I'm 5'3", pretty tall. And there was this guy, a grown man. This was like on like a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Or really random night. I think it was Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday.
This grown man picked me up like a child and literally was like, hey, buddy, you got to move. And he was trying to pass us. He picked me up like a child. And I was like, dude, I've never got picked up by a grown man at a show like this. And I was like, he just left. I couldn't say anything. I was just shocked that someone did that, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
Someone touching you like a stranger.
Right. And then just the rudeness of moving someone to so you like, can get by.
So since I'm small, it's one of those where like when we're at shows, we got to stand our ground. Because like if someone sees a small person, they're going to be like, oh, cool. I'm going to push this small person out of the way to get to the bar or to like, you got to find your exit strategy.
Right.
So we always have to put our elbows up. So as a shorter person, I'm like, dude, I'm trying not to get hit in the face.
Yeah.
So shows are back. That was one
thing.
Shows
are back.
I think another thing was for 2021 would be like everything opened back up again. So it was just like, okay, bars are normal again. Restaurants are normal again. Like it wasn't like a big deal for us at all, but it was a big deal for certain people that were like, I can't eat inside. Yeah. And it was a big thing. But like now everything's like back to normal, and it's weird because saying back to normal is like a weird thing.
Yeah, everything's still masked and even some backs only to like sit down inside. But for the most part, like indoor, outdoor.
Like it's an option.
Yeah.
So I mean that was like one of the things that were like, okay, that's definitely better than last year.
Yeah. This podcast is sponsored by Long Johns, because I'm wearing Long Johns right now.
I've been wearing Long Johns for about like a week and a half, and I haven't taken them off. They're amazing. I don't know why I haven't done this before. I want to get another pair.
Yeah.
I love them.
For real.
They're the best.
And they're cheap, too.
Like, depends.
Because I mean, you can go for like the high-tech ones, like the ones that you would, you know, take out camping and like be like overnight in the snow in. Oh, like the basic ones work just fine, though.
Honestly, I might get the high-tech ones.
Yeah?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm wearing high-tech ones right now. These ones sometimes overheat if I'm just, like, chilling inside. But right now, I'm toasty, so I'm good.
I've been wearing them. I'm showing them off right now. I've been wearing them ever since. And this is, like, I've been up here in Oregon for about, like, almost 4 years now. Four winters? I don't know. But it's been a while.
Been a while.
And I haven't worn Long Johns, but I love them. And I literally recommend getting them for winter wherever you are.
Yeah. It's so like, you know, you get up in the morning, put them on if you're not already wearing them.
And then, I take them off at night. See, it gets too hot.
I sleep with them at night sometimes. Like if I'm feeling extra cold, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to cozy up in these Long Johns.
How many blankets do you have?
One comforter and one blanket.
Oh, I have like four blankets and one comforter.
Yeah, I think that's why. I need to put another blanket on there.
You need to get blankets, yeah. Because I'm sweating when I wake up.
Yeah, well, see, if I wear my high-tech ones, I'll sweat. But the low-tech ones, the Target brand, those ones like are perfect. But yeah, so like, after, you know, you spend a day in Long John's, then you go and shower, and they put them right back on.
Well, the thing is, though, with when I put them back on, it like sucks up my leg. So like whatever like socks I'm wearing, yeah, they're so tight.
Yeah.
It's just like, I got to peel it back a little bit. And I'm like, oh my God.
Are you tucked? Or you're not tucked in. See, check this out. I got them tucked into my socks. So it's like a full on.
Ooh.
Like the heat is trapped in there.
Okay. Maybe I'll do that next time I go out.
Yeah. That keeps it really safe and secure.
Safe and sound.
Safe and sound. Hey Brian, while I pour this champagne, can you tell me what one of your attainable resolutions are for 2022?
Okay, so I don't believe in resolutions. I'm just gonna say that right now. Usually what happens is I will start with something, but I honestly feel like if I really want to change, it could be like any time of the year. So like usually what I'll do is I'll be like, you know what, I'm just not gonna do this. But I guess we do have resolution for this year is I was just like shitting on resolutions right there. But so basically we're just not drinking for January. We're just having a dry January. And we've done that before in the past. And actually it's like really nice as you pass me alcohol. It's really nice to not drink for like a whole month. And it's crazy because when we did it, we've done it a few times now. And when we do it, like, obviously, we're like, oh, this is what normal people feel like.
I feel so good.
I feel refreshed. Yeah, I was, like, waking up and just drinking nothing but water and coffee, and that was it. Like, no alcohol.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoa, I don't feel like a piece of garbage. Yeah. Like, I don't feel like trash. Like, this is weird. But
for real.
It's crazy because we kind of just resort to alcohol when we're bored, which is classic for Portland because we're like, after this, I'm pretty sure you're like, hey, you want to go grab a drink? Like,
you're
after
bored?
We're drinking, we're like, we just drink. And it's crazy because, like, people who don't live in Portland right now, like, or maybe it's just us. Maybe we just, like, really like drinking. Because I've met a few people and they're like, hey, can I be honest with you? And I was like, yeah, sure. What? I've never drank so much before I met you. And I was like, that's multiple, all of my friends will say that. And I've done that where I've hung out with a few people here in Portland, like outside of like the San Francisco group. And I'm like, all right, what do you want to do? I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let's go here. Let's go here. Let's go to another bar. And then let's go to another
bar. Grab a beer.
Yeah. And then another bar beer, another bar after this. And they're like, what are you talking about? I got to go home. And I'm like, it's 3:30 in the afternoon. Like, let's go out. Let's hang out. Like, I'm trying to hang, you know?
Yeah.
So, I guess that would be my resolution for 1 month. But okay. I mean, honestly, we'll feel good.
And I mean, it might lead into doing like a July one, you know, like.
Well, we'll space it out. We're not crazy.
Out.
Yeah, like I feel like
moderation is
not non-alcoholic, but like we kind of have to have it. Like that's our saving grace of like, hey, I had a like crappy day, or like, hey, this is a long day. I think I deserve a beer. Or it's more social nowadays.
Yeah, right.
Like it's totally. Just like, hey, wanna grab a beer? Talk about life and just space out and just vent. That's our coping mechanism of being in our 30s.
Right.
What about you?
For me, it is to get on stage, some kind of stage, but essentially do a performance in public. Because I want to, you know, I used to be in band. I used to do musical theater. And it was a lot of fun. Never by myself. Always in a group, but I like performing, and the podcast has been fun to like, you know, get on a microphone and talk a little bit. So I think either comedy or music, which, you know, I've got a guitar at home and I want to practice that. It's another resolution is to play more music in the coming year. You know, just during the week, get out a few, just the guitar out and play a little bit here and there. Get some practice in. So a performance in public of some kind. Stand-up comedy would be the ultimate goal if I can figure out how to write jokes. I don't know how you do that. But, yeah. So cheers to that.
So my question will be, you have three words to pick 2021, and you don't have to explain it. Just tell us your three words, how to describe that year.
Okay. You want to go first?
You can go first. Is my question.
Oh, and I got to think about it. So many things to think about 2021. I'm going to say exploration. Because, I mean, as you have known, we've done a lot of camping this year, and we explored a little bit. I'm going to say... I want to say, like, the typical, like, growth.
Or like growth mindset.
I've got growths, so that is one of the words is growth.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about that. Growth as in, like, you grew as an individual? Or you
I just grew some more inches, yeah.
Great. So now you're, like, 6'9".
health, or I'm going to say cooking, because I've been doing some more cooking this year, and it's been fun to try new recipes. You know, I like cooking. And the
that
last
three words.
Was that three? Oh, growth. Yeah, growth, because I have growths. Like,
yeah, because you're still growing. My doctor told me when I was 25 that I could still possibly grow. And I remember on my 25th birthday, I was like, dude, what a liar. What a terrible doctor you were to tell me, give me false hope like that. Like the years before that, I was like, I could be big and strong. I was like eating a lot of food and just like, hopefully I would like grow, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
Maybe you just need a little bit of a push, you know, like a little encouragement. He's just trying to encourage you to grow. to get on he? That stretcher and
how dare
he? Can pull your arms.
So I guess my words.
Yeah, it's your turn now.
Will be excited. Because, like, everything was getting back to normal for the time. And then there was also boredom. I feel like I was just bored out of my mind. Like, no matter what we could do, I was still, like, I'm super bored. I just feel like, especially with, like, the rain coming in, Portland being Portland, I just felt bored.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, I feel like there wasn't a lot of activities going on. And then I guess the third word would probably be anxious.
Anxious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just anxious of like what's going to happen.
Yeah.
For 2022, is it going to be better? There's those memes where it's like, you know that 2022 is 2022.
Oh, I
like,
saw that.
Also?
Yeah, I'm not too excited about that if that's true. I don't want that necessarily.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of hope for 2022. I've already purchased some concert tickets for early on, so that'll be fun. Maybe do some more traveling, but I don't know. There's a lot to explore down the road of 2022.
You might bring out that Captain America outfit.
Yeah, we might go to some kind of fan con.
Fan Expo. So the funny thing about that is I've told multiple people about this, and I was like, hey, have you been to the Portland Fan Expo? And they're like, what's that? Is that a bunch of ceiling fans? And I was like, are you serious? Like, no, it's like a fan expo. Like, it's like pop culture and stuff. And they're like, oh, I didn't know that.
So it's like an off-brand Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's like a Safeway Select Comic-Con,
with Marty McFly.
Well, yeah, they're going to be there. Actually, okay, so the people that are going to be there, which I'm kind of stoked on, is the cast from Back to the Future. So it's going to be Marty, it's going to be Doc Brown, it's going to be Biff, and it's going to be Marty's mom.
So Marty's mom is going to be there too?
Marty's mom, Leia Thompson, she's going to be there. I think that's her name. If that's her name, that's crazy that I knew that. But I think she's going to be there, and I'm like, wow, imagine meeting Biff. Like Biff from Back to the Future.
Who is Biff?
Biff's...
Like, who's the actor?
I don't know his name.
He's just Biff.
Yeah. He's just Biff, dude. Like, if you just look at him, I'm pretty sure if we looked at a picture of him right now, he'd look exactly the same as he did back then.
Is it just B-I-F-F? Biff? Biff? Biff Tannen?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
What's his name?
His name is Thomas F. Wilson.
Yeah, I had no idea. But yeah, they're going to be there. That sounds kind of dope.
Oh, it says inspired by Donald Trump.
Ew.
Wow. Okay.
So we got a lot going on in January.
Yeah, we will definitely do a recap. Oh, you're so right. Look at the comparison.
Yeah, he looks terrible.
We'll have to do a recap episode of Fan Expo if we do that.
That might be a whole episode.
Yeah, for real.
I'm going to get my Spider-Man suit.
There's going to be a lot of... I'll be Captain America. Brian will be Spider-Man.
You'll be Black Widow.
Ooh. I could be Mary Jane. I was already Mary Jane.
I'm already getting my Spider-Man costume. You could be Big Mary Jane.
Yeah, I'll be Big Mary Jane.
Okay, yeah.
I already got the wig.
All right, perfect. All right, so perfect. We're set.
You forgot what I was going to say, but...
Do you want me to do my question now?
Oh, yeah, go for your last question.
So, what was one of your favorite New Year's that you remember?
Oh, I had this... that I remember. Okay, so... The one New Year that I do really have fond memories of, and I also have a picture of you... In my car.
That's my story, son of a bitch.
Okay. I'll go with a different one.
No, you could do that. We could just do different perspectives of that night.
No, you can tell it.
Well, you can chime in. You can chime
other,
in mine.
One of my favorite ones is at your house on New Year's Eve in San Francisco. And there's a lot of... It was like, oh, bless you.
That was a cough. I have one of those coughs that sound like sneezes.
I think it was like a fancy-ish party, and there's lots of like gold top hats and eyeglasses. Eyeglasses? Oh.
Eyeglasses.
It was Mr. Monopoly.
That was 2018? Because I have a picture of Emu.
No, because I moved up here in 2017, so it was
maybe it was 2017? I don't know.
Yeah. One but there's a picture of me and Brian in all black, and I think that... I was his New Year's kiss that year, which isn't surprising because it happens almost every year. But yeah, lots of so it was like beer pong going on, and I don't know. It was a lot of fun though.
Actually, you were my first kiss that year because I remember my ex-girlfriend at the time. I remember she got upset.
Oh yes,
you.
That's right.
She got mad at you. It was funny. She got mad at you because she was like, "That was my first kiss. You stole her first kiss, which happened to be me." And I remember it the next day. I was just like, "Oh yeah, Jake kissed me first," and she got pissed, dude.
You
got
to go in for the steal when you can. I'm not ashamed of it.
Swoop.
what is your? Please tell us a story of your favorite New Year's.
My favorite New Year's was like a few years ago. It must have been like top of mind of like New Year's parties.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It was like five years ago maybe, and we were in San Francisco, and we got invited from one of our friends, Andrew, and his boyfriend was having a bunch of people over. I think it was like, I don't even remember who lived there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It must have been like Andrew's boyfriend, and he invited us over to their house. And so this was like, I think it was like Masonic area, like it was like over by like Fillmore, no, like kind of like by the Hate, like over there by the Panhandle.
Yeah, it was like a big building.
It was
with
old,
a bunch of apartments in it,
and we had roof access to
this
place. So we did see fireworks at night.
It'd be a massive staircase, actually.
It was huge staircase. I have like a lot of photos on that, which I don't even know if I own any of those photos.
Yeah, I know in my car is a picture of Brian. It's a picture of me sitting on top of the stairs, and then there's Brian as like a champagne goblin underneath the stairs, just peeking through.
You get to see my eyes, and I was wearing like lipstick or something. Yeah. I don't even know what
lips
happened.
Were
that was from
red.
You. That was probably from you.
That was probably from me. Yeah.
And I remember that was like the greatest photo because I had all these bags under my eyes. I looked awful. No one told me how terrible I looked that day.
Yeah, I think that I also have a picture of you. It must have been seconds later, but it also. Super red lips, and with like a bottle of champagne in your hand, and you were just like looking at me like you didn't know what was going on.
I looked like a deer in the headlights. Yeah. I looked terrible. But I think the funniest thing about this is like it was like so many random people that we didn't really know.
It was like a college party. It was a bunch of like, you know, I mean, we were in college as well, but it was like younger 20s, early 20s.
Those young whippersnappers.
All those party animals.
All those party kids.
Yeah.
The best part about that was I remember there was a time of the night where I think it was Andrew's boyfriend, and
he literally got, he asked us, he's like, hey, you guys hungry? And we're like, sure. He's like, I'm gonna order us pizza. He ordered the whole party pizza, like on his card. Like he bought us pizza and it was like really good. Like it hit the spot.
I remember when it came in, because we were like getting close to leaving or something like that.
It was pretty late.
And then we saw the pizza coming. We're like, oh, wait.
We got to stay.
We got to have a slice.
We got to stay. It's going to be rude. Because I remember, he ordered it for us. And we're like, I think we're going to leave soon. He's like, nah, I got you. Like, he was really, like, adamant about buying us food.
Yeah.
And then we were about to leave.
What a host.
About to leave. And then we're like, well, it'll be rude if we don't. We can't not.
He ordered the pizza for us.
Yeah.
So we have to take at least a slice.
That was definitely a really good New Year's. I feel like New Year's, as you get older, especially like when you're like in your 30s, you're kind of just like, even for this year, like we don't have any plans. Like if it snows, I'm staying here, dude.
Yeah, like we'll just walk over here, like with a bottle of champagne, and we'll play some Monopoly deal.
Well, I feel like New Year's is like every year, I feel like that's like a very good disappointment.
Yeah,
like it's a disappointment waiting to happen because it's just like your birthday, where like literally like every year I'll think about it and I'll be like, it's gonna be great, and then
stay up late.
No. It's gonna be great. Stay up late. I'm a youngling, and it turns out like you turn out disappointed.
Yeah, because then you're just tired the next day. You stay up to 12, and it's New Year's Day, so I don't know. What do you do on New Year's Day?
You stay up till 12. We sound so old, but that's true. Like
I'm going to stay up till the East Coast New Year's Eve, and then I'm going to go to bed.
9 p.m.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for me. Do you have anything else, Brian?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks for tuning into our Beanie Boys episode. We have just purchased BeanieBoys.com, so we'll update soon, but there will be some content coming onto there. Check out our Instagram at Beanie Boys Podcast. All right, catch you later.